2 Corinthians chapter 13. This is the third time that I'm coming to you. Every matter must be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses.
I have already said to those who sinned before and to all the rest when I was there the second time, and I say it again, when I come again, I will not spare them.
I tell you this because you are looking for proof that Christ is speaking through me. He is not weak towards you, rather, he is powerful in you. For he was crucified in weakness, but he is alive by God's power. For we also are weak in him, but we will live with him by the power of God among you. Examine yourselves to see if you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize this about yourselves, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless, of course, you have failed the test? And I hope that you will recognize that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you may not do any wrong. I do not pray this so that we may appear to have passed the test. Rather, I pray that you may do what is proper, although we may seem to have failed the test. For we are not able to do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. For we rejoice when we are weak, and you are strong. We also pray that you may be made complete. I write these things while I am away from you, so that when I am with you, I do not have to deal harshly with you in the use of my authority, which the Lord gave to me, so that I may build you up and not tear you down. Finally, brothers, rejoice. Work for restoration. Be encouraged. Think alike. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you. Greet each other with a holy kiss. All God's holy people greet you. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with all of you.